You are now checked in to Stand Up New York Labs. Oh, yeah.
Race Wars.
I know you're like, how could a white man be allowed to do that?
He can say the word only in the confines of this podcast. It's what we do, baby! Yeah!
You're out of your fucking mind, dude.
I have the power!
With Kurt Metzger and
We're on Race Wars. We're all back.
Right. Are we live?
We're live. What? We're live right now.
My headphones aren't working.
I hear Caitlin fine.
Yeah, I hear
great. Perfect.
Who's watching us on live stream right now? I never wanted anyone watching us on live stream.
Why?
And,
are you afraid of us seeing yourself on live stream, Kirk?
I don't. What if I got to edit out something that's going to get me in trouble later? You get a lot of that in this show.
What, are you a guest?
Yeah.
Yeah, we get in trouble. That's what we do over here. Ass, titties, babies. Little homosexual babies. See, now you can relax.
Fuck would watch this on live stream.
People
all right.
Love it.
So we're back. It's me, Sherrod, Caitlin, Karen, and Josh Carter back on the show.
Yes, Josh, welcome, man.
Thank you.
We need to get somebody brown on here besides. We were going to get Nick Mullen, but it's just like too many whiteies, and I got to just like mix it up a little bit.
Yeah, we don't need any more whiteies on the show.
It's already outnumbered.
Well, finally, affirmative action's working out.
Yeah, yes. But Josh is good, though. And also, Josh is a Jesus freak. I didn't realize.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I know you love that. And invited him, of course he's going to be something kind of Bible-y.
Are you from Texas, Josh?
No, I'm from Brooklyn. Oh. I went to school in Texas.
Oh.
Wait, what? What kind of commute is that?
I mean, I want somewhere warm all the time, so I applied basically everywhere in the South and the West.
Oh, you went
Coast.
To college in Texas?
Yeah.
When you go to high school?
I went to high school. Actually, I went to high school at first at Murrow in Brooklyn.
Yeah, I know Murrow. I used to take shit from over there. And then where else?
Then I went to military school at Valley Forge. And
they took the shit from me, actually. They took stuff from me.
That's where I'm from. Yeah.
Oh, you went from...
Not Valley Forge, but I'm from outside Philly.
So your parents sent you to military school?
Yeah.
Okay, what's the story? What cousin did you finger blast and got in trouble?
A lot of people say that, but military school is just really like a prep school where they make you wake up at 5 in the morning to do push-ups, you know? Like my mom, like I basically failed a one quarter of math, and my mom had a friend, I guess, who worked at her insurance company who sent her failing kid there.
Right.
And he all of a sudden got all A's.
He came back with great results.
Really?
So it sounded like a magical place to her. So she was like, you want to go to Harvard? You want to go to an Ivy League school?
Yeah.
I'll send you here. And then, like,
hasn't she heard of Sylvan Learning Centers?
They didn't have Sylvan back then, Kurt. This is a new thing.
Oh, hi. Well, how old are you? It teaches your kids to love math.
No, I don't know, but it was good. It taught me discipline. I hated it at the
was
time.
Was it girls in there, Josh?
No, it was all dudes.
See, that's why I couldn't do it.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I thought. I thought that I transferred myself out to a co-ed boarding school called Kent, and then I realized how much I missed Valley Forge.
Why did you miss it?
Why,
it was just crazy there. That was like being in an episode of The OC, you know? It was like people were doing coke. One of my history teachers shot himself in the head, like, behind the lunchroom.
Why did you do that?
Cool. Wow.
I don't know.
That's pretty awesome.
You know Big J, his daughter, where she goes to school, within this whatever Hispanic nightmare she goes to school in. The principal gave a speech the first day. The old principal had been arrested for fucking a student.
Ooh.
Okay. Damn. Well, I wasn't arrested. I was just let go.
He's not allowed back in. So the first day of school, the teacher addresses the assembly and gives his students a speech on the importance of not snitching.
Wow.
Jay said he was sitting there like, is this really happening?
Really?
Oh, it's a nightmare.
Oh,
be snitching. Yeah.
Did you guys did you guys have shared quarters where you sleeping?
Yeah, they were like doubles, triples, and then there's one quad on campus that was like really big.
But you don't call him a quad to his face. Wait, what? What are we talking about?
Yeah, you want to hear a crazy story? So actually, when that guy killed himself, the history teacher, I was actually away looking at colleges. I came back, and it was like Halloween time.
Right.
And Halloween, I know we're in high school and stuff, but we would just go around to everyone's houses for candy,
sure.
Like trick-or-treating kind of a thing.
Okay.
Because like we're in the middle of nowhere in Connecticut. So I'm just going around, and I'm not – I actually went around by myself.
That's smart.
And I went to this dude's – I went to this dude's house who killed himself and his like son – had no idea of what happened. It was the most awkward thing. He comes to the door, and he's like, do you know whose house this is? And I was like, I was like, oh shit, it's all right. I'm gone. He goes, no, I'm gonna give you some candy. He making me feel as bad as it is. It was the worst. It was like the most embarrassing.
He gave
thing.
You candy shaped like coffins.
Yeah, that's why you don't go trick or treating by yourself to avoid awkward moments.
Yeah,
yeah.
You should have got the handgun that his father did himself in with. Did he shoot himself or hang himself?
No, it's like I think it was a shotgun he used, like a big one.
So he put his big toe in the trigger. It's not easy.
I don't know.
Oh, I know. All right. I'm dangling on the edge, Josh.
Well, somebody just sent me this thing about the University of Minnesota, which I didn't. I just found out about. The University of Minnesota, just for any crime alerts on the campus, they just removed. You're not allowed to mention the race of the suspect.
Who's the?
But it's Minnesota, so you know it's all white people.
No, it ain't. Oh no, it ain't. In fact, last time I was in Minnesota, I was because I had to get weed. You know, it's not. It wasn't. I don't know if they're legalizing it there. Are they legalizing Minnesota now? I don't know. When I was there, it was not legal. And I had to take this fucking train back to my hotel room because a person couldn't give me a ride. And I had an eighth of like some really stinky fucking...
Stanky stank?
Yeah. And the whole train car just fucking stunk like weed, dude. Right. Coming from me.
Right.
So I cleverly... I had three stops to go. I cleverly edged my way to this black family. It was a man, woman,
trying to throw the scent on them.
Because there was fucking cops in there. So I stood next to these black people.
Yeah.
And a cop... struck up a conversation with them like he was trying to figure it out, and I just stood in the corner like this, debating if I should jump off. But they didn't have no weed on them, I assume. I mean, I hope they didn't.
Well, but, they didn't after the cops searched them and planted it on them, you fucking animal.
Whatever. The important thing is I got you to my got hotel home, room yeah. safely, and I was able to be high for all of my shows at the Mall of America. So the moral of the story is... I was fine.
I thought you, but that's the only black people you saw. One black family, and now it's black
people.
No, women.
Minnesota. You understand? In Minneapolis, it's the highest amount of Somalis outside of Somalia.
Yeah, you ain't gonna tell me. I saw a Prince video.
Well, she came to the Mall of America with me when I did the Rick Bronson's. The Mall of America is. I told you that's a good jumping mall if you want to kill yourself.
Oh yeah,
It has a high suicide rate.
Yeah,
it's a high rate of white people. So
it's no, you know what's a high rate of?
I also hear there's a roller coaster.
Yeah, there's a roller coaster that we rode, and she screamed.
I was so scared. I didn't want to do it,
dude. It made me laugh so hard. We're sitting on this fucking Dora the Explorer ride.
Okay. When you say it like that, they can't imagine screaming. It. It was a very scary ride, though.
Yeah. Yes. And, yes. So the
it was Dora and Swiper.
Dude, the shit she was screaming, it made me laugh so hard. She starts going, "This is not natural! I don't believe in this!" Like, dude, she's screaming that. There's these two Somali girls dressed up like ninjas sitting in front of us,
right?
Laughing their asses off at her.
Oh, that's so good.
They probably had their clits hacked off, and meanwhile, she can't be on a roller coaster.
Did they look at Karen and say, "I'm your captain now"?
Look at me. Look at me. I'm captain now. Yeah, and
oh man,
and they don't wear dress like ninjas. Actually, their outfits are pretty cool. I have to say, the Somali ones.
They're good looking people.
They're nice
those
looking
Somalis
people.
Somalis got good skin.
They are pretty people.
They are nice looking, and they're the girls. Their outfits are not like they don't look like those depressing Afghanistan.
Oh right,
kind of outfits.
No.
They look like the guys that guarded the Emperor in Return of the Jedi. Those red. They look cool, like Star Wars. Like
everything in your
Jedi.
Life is based on something that George Lucas did.
Yeah.
You're like, you know how when Yoda was like...
The Prophet Lucas.
That's how Lou Gehrig was the dad.
But they have these really cool like henna tattoos on their fingers,
oh,
too.
Oh, yeah.
They look cool. They look like Jedis in training. Let me put it that way. Like, it's probably one of the more awesome looking...
They're dressed like indigenous. Us in our Race Wars promo.
Anyway, Karen screaming on this roller coaster, it sounded exactly like if you were trying anal sex on her too fast. Like, this is not natural. I don't believe in this.
Anal sex on roller coasters defy God. You're not supposed to do that. There's
and
a
I have
reason.
A, and I have
that
a keychain photo of both of those things.
That way. Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
There's so good up and then there's wrong up.
So the University of Minnesota, and they remove race descriptions and crime alerts. This is the other thing. This student group demanded this. The other thing they did was any prospective students coming to school, they're no longer allowed to ask them about their criminal background. Like you can't ask.
Wait,
anybody.
who? What the school was asking a student
when a student comes in? Yeah, right. If you have a criminal history,
it probably says, "Have you been convicted?" Or accused of a crime or something like that.
So it's like
but
the
why
French
would that say that in the first
now?
Place? Is that a job?
I mean, it's because you're entering their community.
Yeah, it's because you're entering their community and you're.
Did you fill one out?
Housing.
Did you fill one out when you went to college? Or just
thank God.
I don't remember saying
I wasn't.
You didn't have to do that.
I don't remember anything saying was I ever arrested on my application.
No, not arrested. If you're
convicted,
if you're a felon or convicted of a crime, or whatever.
Some of them say arrested. Though I'm sure a couple of them worded differently.
I'm gonna find the actual list.
I don't remember filling out anything like that.
But honestly, that thing maybe might not be that bad because look, what maybe you're trying to.
But I went to a school where they believe in me, so maybe that could be.
but the thing about if there's a crime on campus, you can't say the race of the suspect. That's crazy.
Well, you can still describe.
That's a little nuts.
You don't have to say the race to describe a person. Dark skin, a Jerry curl.
I think that's
loves
what that, hold
chicken.
On. But I think that's what's not allowed. Like, first of all, I think you can't say
African American. You can't say it was a.
No, you can't mention their fucking. So, well, you know what? That's a good question. Can
you
say
able to
something?
Them.
Hey, look.
You gotta be able to describe them.
I mean, let's face it. Even if they're not allowed to just say the description, you can guess.
Yeah.
You
right.
know.
He voted for
based
Obama.
On the crime.
Two pro Obamas just ran into me in the hallway.
No, if you think about it, being like going to school in College Station, Texas, it kind of sucked.
Yeah.
Cause every other day, they'd be like a black man robbed.
Yeah.
A short Chinese guy. So every time I walk by a short Chinese guy, they jump back to 10 feet.
Right.
Like, you know.
What they should be saying is a colorless blob has entered the campus and hurt people. Watch out for him.
Well, you have to also figure this is not just like a crime report. This is like something that gets emailed to every student on campus. So it basically, and you're in the middle of Minnesota, most of these kids are coming from Podunk Town, Michigan, and Wisconsin.
Minnesota's
like,
a lot more diverse than you would think it is.
So, like,
they're
coming in watching BET and like the CW. Mm-hmm. They already have that bad perception. Right. Then to keep having it emailed.
How was College Station? How was that going down there? Because that's like a big college town and a big campus. And
it was
a lot of white people.
Well, at first, like, I mean, I'm half white, half black, and I was raised basically mostly by my mom, who's white, and I had a lot of white friends. So
I trust half of you.
When I came, when I first went to school, like, I never really
identified with any.
I mean, I never identified myself as black or white.
Right.
I mean, sometimes, like, I wouldn't. Like be welcome sometimes at the Italian club or whatever. But
the Italian
that was like the
club?
Worst. That was like the worst. Oh, I'm sorry.
What's the Italian club? What is that at your school?
I don't know. Like you know, you have those cultural clubs at your school or whatever.
Now it's gone again.
And they had an Italian one.
Yeah.
In Texas?
Yeah. No, that was. Oh, I'm talking about in high school. So when I went to Texas, and it was cool. Then until like this, the very first time I got into like a racial situation.
Okay. Now here we go.
Oh yeah. What did you get? You got in racial situation.
So I'm walking with. My like a bunch of like a three white friends basically
friends. I'll tell you if they're friends. Go ahead, continue.
Yeah, like we're trying to go out and have a good time. It's like two girls, like two guys and me, and like or maybe like three girls, two guys and me, and we're walking into this place called Hurricane Harry's down there. It's like 75-cent drink type.
That's
of
also
place.
Rachel Feinstein's father's name in his jazz band. That's a
is
true
that right?
That's a true
is
fucking
true?
Story.
Wow.
Hurricane Harry.
Yes.
So before I even walk into the door, the bouncer's like, "You can't get in here. Your pants are too baggy. My jeans are like this. Like same pair of jeans.
Yeah.
Like we have a strict dress code. We reserve the right to refuse business to
that's
anyone.
That's mm-hmm.
basically
your
sneakers are too white.
Did you have that easy access crotch hole also at the time?
No, I've worn these pants in a lot since then.
I've seen that in a couple. What town was I in that had? I've seen that in a few towns where they have like no
times.
Hats on backwards or like they've did everything they could to make sure no
describe black why yeah. black people shouldn't come in
or and then they yeah. and then they basically expand it to like white people who dress too close to black people yeah. are yeah. also not yeah. allowed in.
I remember my super racist uncle explaining this to me as a freedom issue that it's a private property issue and
yeah.
so like I was like 9 years old, we were in Florida. This is the kind of guy who like you had a used car dealership and would like refuse to sell to the handicapped. That was his thing.
What do you mean the handicapped?
Anybody who had an obvious physical disability, he would refuse to sell to them because he believed, based on his life experience, that they were overly entitled. So
that's some final solution.
Yeah.
I think.
Wait. Overly entitled to just buy a product with money? What do you
to
mean?
Like, yeah, to like that they wouldn't pay him back or that they'd complain that the. Shitty car that he sold them was super shitty. So like he's scanning. He's like
they do complain.
He's
a lot.
Yeah. He's a con artist.
He's a shit. He probably was cheating people anyway.
Right.
Like,
exactly.
I don't need you to talk back when I cheat you.
Right. Yeah. Basically. And he's like
idea.
The disability people probably have attorneys and you know stuff, stick up for themselves. Wow. Yeah.
This is,
I mean, this is Shelley's dad, so that makes sense.
Shelley Zimmerman.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Did you know that? She knows, what's his name?
Oh, George.
His wife?
I don't know him. I know his wife is my cousin. So
his wife is your cousin?
Yeah. You know that?
Get the fuck off this show.
What? We talked about this years ago.
We talked about this already. Her cousin is Shelley Zimmerman.
I got selective
But
memory.
I thought she divorced him.
She did.
And
yeah.
Is she the one that he was going to, like, he threatened to stab her iPad or something?
Yes. Yeah, that was that incident.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
Has she talked to the family about it at all? Mm-hmm. Or really?
What does she say about him?
She's, like, mad out.
I mean, they got divorced.
Yeah, didn't he threaten her with a shotgun or something like
that? Yeah, like some weird, he's not
Wait,
stable.
She threatened her dad with a shotgun. Is that the
used car salesman? No. Oh. That was,
Zimmerman threatened his wife with a shotgun, like, right, a couple months after the Trayvon thing.
Yeah,
yeah, and he threatened some guy driving.
Well, you can't blame him for that, because bitches do be.
Oh, I'm sorry, I'm wrong about, like, the family relationship.
How many people were like, oh, Zimmerman has to fear for his life and shit, and now this motherfucker is on a rampage. Like, in a traffic dispute, he pulls his gun and goes, do you know who I am?
Yeah.
Do you want to die?
I can get off on this shit. I proved it.
Right?
And they gave him a license to fucking kill.
They just decided not to indict him on the federal level.
Yeah.
So, and did you guys hear about ISIS in New York City today?
No.
Yeah, they were going to steal a plane so that ISIS could have a plane. Just how would that work out?
Wait, no, they arrested three ISIS supporters in Brooklyn or whatever.
Yes. Oh,
wow. Well, they didn't arrest us. They detained us.
Okay.
Those are you?
Well,
thank God you're out,
Sherrod. What's the real scoop, Sherrod?
Tell him I had a podcast.
That ISIS beard is coming along nicely.
It's like ISIS had a baby with him.
You got to practice your underwear bomber accent.
That's right.
But God willing, we will have a plane for ISIS.
It's a poor man's scarf, you son of a bitch.
Do you know? That was their plan, though, to steal, hijack a plane.
And go where?
To Turkey, and then somehow the plane would get to... I don't think... They're like 19, 24,
So why
19,
would they want the plane in ISIS? Why would they... They're trying to steal a plane from here? Wait
and
a minute.
Bring it to ISIS.
That sounds like the dumbest plan. They have planes where they want
to... Way less security if you go to Jordan to do that.
Yeah.
Right.
They don't... I don't think it's like a... You know, it takes a genius.
Like a plane full of people, if you're saying? Or just an empty plane?
Well, a plane full of probably the people they get to.
And then hijack them and take them there.
They probably barbecue the people.
Yeah, because one of them was, like, connected to a bunch of people that wanted, like, domestic supporters. So I think they were trying to transport their... I have no idea. I'll
tell you this. If somebody jump on my plane...
Yeah.
I'm going all out right away. There's no more waiting around. We already know 9/11.
Yeah, that's right.
So it's no more like, let's see how this works out. No, nigga.
Now we go right to let's roll.
It's hot putting to the face. Is that cart with me on it, no shirt?
I'm going to put Sherrod on the snack cart and wheel him through.
With just no barrel. Shirt on. Barrel me right through, nigga.
Sherrod will put his fist out, and I'll just wheel him up the aisle.
He'll be like, I am your Denzel Washington.
Yeah.
Oh, that's our new poster.
you and Mark Wahlberg.
Why not?
Did Mark Wahlberg say he would have got up and fought the...
That was
Well, you don't know. He might have.
I'm sure.
He's in great shape, Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah,
I don't think Mark Wahlberg knows.
He's been training for that opportunity.
I'll be every Chitlin Circuit comic. If that had been Jamaicans on that flight, wouldn't have gone down like that. After 9/11, how many guys did you see tell a joke about if only Jamaicans? In fact, what's his name? Who's the white guy who's
name?
He's always doing Jamaican jokes. He's a nice guy too. He's a white dude that's on the black circuit,
right?
And he goes, if that flight had been Jamaican, you're like, wait, if the plane was Jamaican, dude, wait, you're not even making sense with this.
Who are you talking about? No one,
but Sherrod knows him. A.G. White. Remember A.G.
Yes,
White?
Yes.
A.G. White.
Is he alive?
Yeah, he's got to be.
All right.
He's probably working with Capone right now on a ski trip.
Good
for him. A bad ski trip in Binghamton. in a fucking comedy show / Big Butt Booty Contest /
And you used to be like this, damn, I got to get on that. If I get on that, I'm going to be a star.
Dude, the shit that I went on, the shows that I went on that I just like had
He had
no...
black comic dreams, Kurt. Kurt had black comic dreams.
I just
dreams.
Had getting like money to buy cigarettes dreams. That's all I had.
That's
I
didn't black have comic big... dreams.
I should have dreamed bigger maybe. But those black rooms paid better. That's all. They just paid money.
It was more consistent.
Depending on who was running it. If it was a comic running it, they usually pay you. If it was the black promoter running it, you had to really get your money up front.
Definitely if you were white, huh?
Oh, yeah, dude. They would do it to everybody, but you'd have to really, like... It took me getting burned, like, several times to figure that out. And also watching Big J get burned. Big J getting burned was the funniest shit. We used to play a club called Boots and Bonnets in Chester,
sounds like
PA.
A strip club.
Yeah, they all these places are like ex strip clubs, but they always have a very nice sounding name. So like Sweet Cheeks, that was the one that Kevin Hart used to host in Atlantic City.
Okay.
Boots and Bonnets. There was one called Roy's Comfort Zone. Like whatever, however nice the name sounds, that's how bad the room is going to be. Okay. So Boots and Bonnets was run by Javon Pearson, who he stinks, and I think he has like a sex offender charge on him for like touching his niece or something.
Oh no,
he's registered.
Well,
as
let
a
me
sex
see
offender.
The niece first before I go judge.
Yeah. No, yeah, that's reasonable. so he was running the show. And so they at that time none of them thought I was shit, so I wasn't even getting paid. I was just trying to get guest spots.
Right.
They were paying Jay, but he would get stiffed every week. Javon would stiff him and go, "Oh man, you see how it is out there?" He'd point to the parking lot and like, "You know, we ain't got a lot of people. Just come back next week, you know." So Jay went back, I swear to God, like five or six times, okay? Never getting paid.
Right.
So finally,
and it was a packed place. The packed place was
it would be packed. It was packed enough that there was no reason to do this.
Right.
So Javon fucked up because he bragged to Kevin Hart. He goes because Kevin goes, "How's your show going?" He goes, "Ah, you know, whenever it gets low, I just short Jay." Like he bragged. So now Jay is just spewing coals, dude. Like, I mean, like it's always the same thing because Jay will take a little too much and then he snaps.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's no talking about it. Like someone's going to get hurt.
Right.
So he drives there like a maniac. Javon Pearson. He had Fruit of Islam bodyguards with him at all times.
Okay, the Nation. Okay. Yeah, the Nation with him.
Jacob Javon, give me my money. Fucking, I'm not going on. Give me all my fucking money right now. Like real hard at him. Javon goes, "Man, hey, Jay, you tripping." And he whistles for his two fucking guards, okay?
Right.
So this is the point where I would be, or at the time, I would be like, "All right, I guess I'm just not getting that money."
Right.
Jay goes, "Yeah, tell them why they're going to the hospital with me right now." He goes, I'm gonna fuck up one of you real bad, and you're coming to the hospital." Immediately, Jay saying it as they're walking over.
Right.
So then the bouncers are like, what is all this? Like,
right.
And Javon's like, "Because I owe him money. He's talking about something, something."
And then they was like, "Pay him his money."
The bouncers go, "Man, just pay him." And they walked away and left Javon there.
Good.
Now Javon had to count the money. Yeah, because they didn't want to be in like a fucking fight for this asshole.
Yes.
I mean, what a fucking scumbag.
No way was he paying them enough to justify.
Yeah, he's probably fucking up their money, too.
And they're good people at the end of the day. They're not like thugs.
I mean, at least he admitted to owing money.
They're like this.
Money,
what's going on? You know? You owe them money? Yeah. Pay them money.
I mean, look, the bottom line is there's all these big dudes that work as bouncers that they're just big dudes and they're not necessarily want to fight.
Right.
They're visual deterrents.
Right,
you know?
Right.
And, and nobody wants to be in a fight for some asshole.
Right.
I've heard a lot of stories like that of some guy's bodyguards like just leaving him because he was too much of a dick.
Oh, yes. Good.
Sebastian Bach, supposedly that happened too.
Sebastian Bach?
Yeah, he's trying to like fuck this guy's wife and the guy got heated and his bodyguards were like sick of this shit and they're like, "All right, see you later."
Sebastian's a good dude, man.
I think it was him. I think it was him. It might be a different guy.
Sounds like
him. Hey, I've never had a problem with Sebastian Bach.
Well, you don't have
a
wife.
I got high with him.
You don't have a wife, nigga.
No, I don't.
If you had a wife, you might have a problem with Sebastian Bach.
You guys have a going steady ring.
I mean, he's got a girlfriend who looks kind of like Sebastian Bach. Does that count for anything?
It does.
No?
It definitely does.
So, you know who I was trying to get on the show today, dude? This chick, Jody Goldstein, who was on my Facebook.
She sounds white, Kurt.
Yeah, she is.
I said no more white people for the next couple weeks.
Well, here's why I wanted to get her, because after the Oscars, did you see the Oscars?
Yeah, I caught the end of them.
So I tweeted tweeted this thing. I didn't watch it because I don't give a fuck. But I put you know, Sean Penn said that stupid green card thing about his friend that won Best Picture.
Oh, yeah, I saw that part.
And so I tweeted, you
Sean
know,
Penn's been a jerk.
Well, if you were outraged by his remarks, please drink poison. That's what I tweeted.
Okay. What was his remarks?
The guy, he goes,
needs a green card.
Yeah, he goes, "Who gave this son of a bitch his green card?" The guy's like his best friend and won, so he made like a dumb joke. Not a funny joke,
right.
But certainly not harmful to anyone. It's not a thing that's like, but the outrage. So people are writing shit like it ruined the whole Oscars.
That's just stupid.
And then this one dumb bitch writes, "Could a Latino make a joke about your domestic abuse charges?" I'm like, yeah, of course.
Well, here's why I'm not going to defend.
Of course.
Here's why I'm not going to defend Sean Penn today. And I tolerate Sean Penn. Tolerate him.
Mm-hmm.
He's not a friend to the joke, Kurt. When Chrissy was hosting back in like 2005 or whatever. And he made a joke about Jude Law because he was like, Jude Law is working so much.
Oh, was when that Sean Penn?
Yes, it was Sean Penn. When you finish watching a Jude Law movie, when you're walking out the theater, it's another one playing on the back wall. That was the joke. Mm-hmm. Sean Penn came out after Chris. He said that, and it was like this. And to Chris Rock, Jude Law is one of our outstanding actors of the...
I thought that was about... Wait, hold on. I thought that was not about Jude Law. I thought it was about Orlando Bloom.
It was Jude Law. I remember like yesterday.
He did fucking say that.
Nigga ain't a friend to the joke.
Oh, you know what? I forgot all about that. I remember he came up and went.
That is great context to have.
He came up and went, yeah, was like, boo hoo
about it.
It's like, shut your vagina. Well, that's
a great. You know what? That's a very valid point. He did have his queefy pussy about that.
Yes, he queefed all over it.
Well, so, yeah, it's not so much. Listen, it's not so much that I fucking love Sean Penn. I just like.
I like him.
I just want to know, because that's what I'm asking, like, what his dumb thing that he said, like, who is actually harmed by it? And no one would answer me. And I finally got one answer that was a real answer. And the guy goes, imagine if Selma had won Best Picture.
Right.
And if somebody had made an affirmative action joke, the uproar there would be.
Right.
So there you have it. There's not a real reason. It's people imagine, like, I should get as mad as if it was someone else doing something else. I don't want to miss out. I don't want to miss out on my chance to complain. Like, you're not actually hurt by it, but you want your shot to go.
But there's a hypothetical.
But that whole Selma thing, that'd be different because the movie is about, like, black people. Like,
it's not a good analogy. About, you know, it's not a good analogy, but it does explain the mindset, which is, I want my own N-word that I can be upset about.
Everybody wants to sit at the table, and you get to sit at the table if you're mad.
Yeah,
that's what's hip right now is to be like aggrieved. That's what these kids
flustered.
So then I got like a bunch of like favorites or whatever this drink poison thing, and then I got a bunch of people attacking me. The attacks are hilarious. These fucking people, none of them can make a funny insult. Like none of them.
Right.
All their insults are like a dismissal. Like all their insults, like, why don't you just delete your account?
Oh, I've gotten that before.
Hey, here's an idea. Why don't you not say that? I got here. I showed him. You fucking suck. They've been so PC bullshitted up. Their insult lobe has shriveled up in their brain.
Nothing. It's nothingness.
And they don't know how to fucking even slam somebody anymore.
It's almost like rubber and glue. Like I'm rubber and you're glue.
But I've had those types help a tweet blow up before. Too.
Yeah, you know, for a second grader.
I've had that type of person help my tweet blow up. I made some joke after the Asian, the second airline crash. I said if you fail math in Asia, do they make you become a pilot?
That's a great joke.
So I got all. So I got all these mean tweets and all these retweets. Look at what this asshole said.
Yes,
and he hasn't deleted his tweet. And it helped.
It blows. Helps.
Joke blogger then retweeted it.
That's an awesome joke.
That's great.
Well,
that's great.
No, it's disrespect. So I got this woman that I was trying to get on because I go.
Goldberg?
I go, yeah. I'll give this to her. She was nice at least to answer my fucking questions.
Okay.
Because I just want to know what the problem is because I just don't. I can't fathom it.
Right.
And maybe just because I'm white, I can't imagine the terrible pain that hearing the word green card. Like the thing he said wasn't even a he just said green card. Like
it was a movie fucking... green card. Remember that with Gerard Depardieu.
Well, she goes, it's considered racial bias mainly towards Latinos. It doesn't matter who says it. Yes, the green card reference is it's disrespectful. So what this means is
it's not to Latinos only, but it's like that's disrespectful. I mean, to think anybody else don't need a fucking green card.
What about all the Polish people?
What I say it is,
the Haitians had a green card,
right? But this is L.A. So in L.A., everything's
Mexican.
See, I don't have any kind of Mexican thing because we don't have Mexicans here like that.
We do, but we avoid them.
Yeah, we don't even have to talk to them.
Unless you work in a restaurant.
They fucking deliver Papa John's and keep their head down and keep walking.
I let them have the 7 train and I stay away from it.
But here, if you're dealing with Hispanics, it's probably Dominican or like Puerto Rican.
Right, right.
So I like whatever this
El Salvador
Mexican versus white people thing. Like I've never been a part of it.
Right.
I don't really give a fuck.
La Raza.
I don't give a shit if they immigrate here. I don't give a fuck. Like they're not threatening my job in any way. It's fine with me.
No.
But yeah, so that's what that is. Everything's about their little fucking. Because green card, you're right, could be anybody.
Anybody.
But it's like, I take, because the guy's Mexican, the director. How I took it was, That's just how straight men show affection. They say a vicious insult.
Yeah, they kind of just joke around.
Yeah, yeah. But there's no such thing as
shows intimacy, camaraderie.
There's no such thing as a specific person making a specific joke to another specific person that he specifically meant to that guy.
To that guy.
They have a pre-existing relationship. It's not like they're
standing. But you know what? Here, I'll give you the answer to that. But millions of people heard it. So that's why. He didn't just whisper it to the guy. A million. Yeah, wait, let me play the devil's advocate. but what millions of people had to witness was two men showing affection to each other.
People
which,
are open,
which is
wounded
offensive.
Hey,
vagina.
I sat through the fucking Michael Sam kiss, and I didn't have a fucking problem with it. So why don't you sit through a straight man's affection?
I had a problem.
Yeah, did
with
you
it.
Hear he's going to be on Dancing with the Stars, Michael Sam?
I had a problem with that kiss was so fast. I mean, take your time, Mike.
And by the way, Mike,
lay in, nigga. What you
don't
doing?
Don't be afraid of a little tongue. You guys in love, or are you fucking hanging out?
It's a roommate situation. Oh,
he wanted to kiss, but he wanted to make it as PC as possible.
Put your hands on the guy's ass if you love someone.
I mean, the whole reason to date a dude is to grab dicks, right? Grab that dick, Nick.
Michael Sam should kiss that guy's dick for me to like it. I was just uncomfortable with how lame it was.
Go
ahead.
Go, yeah, it was lame as shit.
I wanted to see a kiss of someone clearly paying somebody else's rent.
Yeah. Kiss him like he pays your rent. Yeah. That's a good fucking point.
Yeah.
That's an excellent
point. Daddy. Mouth open. Daddy. Daddy wants a football kiss. Come here and give Daddy his fucking TV kiss.
sound like Rodney Dangerfield.
Show me you want it.
That's exactly.
Natural Born Killers.
That's the Rodney Dangerfield I am, not the fun one. The fucking molester
one.
That
one was hilarious.
I'm the molester one.
Now go clean it up real nice and I come up there. Again.
Make sure you're clean.
Wow.
Hey, I break her in. This son of a bitch takes it.
So good.
Now go upstairs and clean up extra. Because I'm going to come up there and make sure you're clean. Oh,
man, that was so brutal.
God, I jerked off so hard today. All right, now.
Well, somebody has to make sure people are clean.
Yeah.
You're right about that.
Otherwise,
it's very reasonable.
What kind of racial shit in your lifetime would you say, Josh?
College Station.
Because
be.
Josh, as a guy.
I mean, it's not just College Station. I went to Austin. The same shit happens on 6th Street. People act like Austin's such a liberal place.
Thank you.
I remember I tried to go into this corner bar. It was like I was doing this College Humor like campus rep, which is basically an internship,
right.
Like a remote internship with College Humor. So this dude, I became pretty good friends with the University of Texas rep. So he was having this huge like party in some corner bar. We were like distributing some College Humor marketing materials. I wasn't able to get into this bar. Because I was like wearing like a sports jersey to get into this sports bar or whatever.
So the guy,
the bouncer, I say to the bouncer, okay, well, I guess I'm gonna have to get this party that I'm involved in to go to another bar then. And
yeah.
It's like literally he turns around, there are like 20 people, like, you know what? I'm in a good mood, I'll let you in this time.
Like, wow. Right. That's not even like, see, I'm all for profiling.
That's in Austin. That's not
That's
college.
Austin, where everybody tries to say it's all pro and it's all city now.
I mean,
and it's all it's still backwards ass town.
I'm
Charleston,
for,
very similar dynamic.
I'm for profiling, but just do it well, man. Like, if you're going to profile Josh, you should be able to, in 3 seconds, be like, he's not a threat.
Yeah, I'm more like Tiger Woods than DMX there, you know?
Like, don't you know how to profile? You profile
here's the thing. Here's the thing. Tiger will fuck your girl. They don't want him around either.
Wow, that, but
they don't
that,
want. They're not avoiding fights.
But that, what they're trying to worry
they
about.
They want
the girl
that, on them.
Which, by the way, I'm against that. I don't think that you should be allowed to go, oh, baggy pants, there's a dress code here. I'm not for that at all. But what they're worried about is this imaginary gang violence is going to come to their fucking, because that's what that is. The hat a certain way is a gang sign. That's their rationale for it.
Right. That's what they use for that.
I think the real rationale is that the prejudice of like black people don't have money. And so if you get a bunch of people in there that like white people are going to walk in and be like, oh, this isn't for me. And then turn around and take their money away is what. My racist uncle kept explaining to me.
That is true. That's exactly why. That's why Hurricane Harry's is the country go-to spot. And they have, if you have one black dude get into a fight per year, that's a ban on black people for the next like 2 years.
Yeah.
You know?
What do they do when Hootie and the Blowfish come
Fuck
through?
Fuck Hurricane Howie.
When
well,
Hootie
no, well,
does his
well, if,
country
if you're, songs. If you're in a major band or on the football team, this doesn't apply to you. You can wear whatever you want.
There was this country western bar and this like rap bar that shared a parking lot, and they had to stagger last call.
What is that?
In order to avoid the traffic from both clubs, like coming into the parking lot at the same time.
I want to encourage
that. Is this a Tyler Perry movie?
I know. That sounds like a great. Who is that? What was that great rap song that everybody was mad about with the country singer?
and Nelly
and LL Cool J. Oh. LL Cool J and Brad Paisley.
Oh, was like, it LL?
Don't
oh,
judge
yes,
my
yes.
chains, yes. and I yes. won't fucking
yes.
something.
Yes, yes. yes.
That's how you get great rap songs, by having those two parking lots. And Brad Paisley and
it's
LL
the
Cool
peanut
J.
butter and a chocolate, like for fucking Reese's.
Hey, you got rap in my country.
I mean, the only difference, the only like, difference between rap and country is the same people from the same like socioeconomic class.
Yep.
One just has bass and one doesn't. You
yep.
know, they you know, both
and
of
both
them have been to jail, both live in the trailer.
Oh, and yeah. both blame the other
both
for their
over
fucking troubles.
Both their fucking ride, yeah. you know.
It's... Both blame the others for their troubles.
Yeah.
Yep.
Both have questionable looking hats.
Yep.
Yes. And yeah, huge cocks.
And weird what? Tattoos.
What's
yeah.
that
hilarious. Just don't end. Yeah, no, but they would trade off on weekends. So like last call would be like the 45 minutes earlier on one bar one weekend and then the next
Well,
night,
the
like,
owners agreed to this,
up.
Right?
Yeah, the owners got together yeah. and they were like, because there was a recurring problem of violence in the parking
lot. The owners
lot.
Was
like,
just the same Jewish dude.
Well, look,
right, yeah, exactly.
If there's a recurring problem of violence, but what like do you know any of the details of the violence?
I don't.
Like,
I went to the Country Western bar one time. And noticed the last call was like way earlier than we expected it. And the bouncer explained it to me. And because I have this personality, I pressed him for more of an explanation. And that's the explanation.
You
he
shamed
gave me.
Him.
I did. I said, excuse me. I've been in college for one semester now. I have questions and a notepad. I want to get to the bottom of this.
Tell him
this does not fit
you're
in my
hungry
worldview.
Hungry for knowledge.
Yes.
He's like, hey, Veronica Mars over here. Throw out. Throw Veronica Mars out. She's mouthy.
Excuse me.
Hey, did we talk about on the show yet that I'm like hardcore for slave reparations?
Okay.
Did I tell you this already?
I think you whispered it to me when I was sleeping.
Yeah, I whispered it to you.
After you came.
Slave reparations. Yeah.
Well,
you're
all for it, you said?
But Sherrod did me so good. this man I mean, should get some reparations. Oh my. He Michael Sam the shit out of me. Yeah, because I watched this really good Christopher Hitchens video about
okay.
it. Which, by the way, no black face could have ever persuaded me for slave reparations. I needed a nice white man.
Oh, that's what you needed? A white man to convince you of your evil ways?
Yeah. Because I look at it like, I look at slavery, you know, reparations like my school loans. Like, I feel like vaguely connected to it, but I don't feel like I should have to pay it back.
Right, okay.
I guess I'm
that way with loans.
Yeah, I guess I'm kind of responsible for my school loans, but I still don't want to pay.
Going to college for free would be nice, like how the Native Americans get.
Wait, they should absolutely have reparations. But like, I'll just say, never mind the Hitchens thing, just like this bullshit we have now, instead of just paying that, first of all, black people are never expecting reparations, so it's the perfect time to surprise them.
Yes.
I mean, can you imagine, you're like, you guys, really? Like, can you imagine?
No,
that
you shouldn't have.
I mean,
you shouldn't have, you guys.
You guys get in here.
Two, you don't have, well, how, because I was like, not that I was against, but I was like, well, how the fuck is that going to work? Like, how are you going to know who gets.
Oh, they know, because everything.
Listen, if your last name's Small. You get fucking reparations. Your last name's not Jabutu.
But it's white.
No, but
that's right. That
see,
means
they look at
you got a
census
slave name.
Report.
Yes.
That, your
that
last name's.
It'll get people to fill out that census.
Yes. If you're
black and your last.
They have records for all this, by the
yeah.
way.
Yeah. If you're black and your last name's Washington,
I mean,
clearly that was you had slavery in your background.
The records they have can't. They're not compatible with the other records they
oh,
have.
Oh,
some people,
VA
but
problem.
That's not true.
Because
some people came here and switched their names. Wait. Some people came here voluntarily as black people.
It doesn't have
and
to be.
Their name.
I'll tell you the mm-hmm. argument that he made that got to me. He goes, "Don't let best be the enemy of good." Meaning,
right.
yep.
yeah, of course you're never gonna make up for slavery,
right.
To a degree, you could do something though.
Do something,
and by
though.
The way, this yeah. bullshit that we have to go through now about whining about Sean Penn's fucking green card joke or whatever. I could be saying nigger right now,
right?
Right now, enjoying.
Everyone a check.
Outside of this show, I could
okay.
be running around. If we just paid that fucking reparations.
Yep.
Instead of paying reparations, what we did was create this stupid alternate plan where you go, okay, look, we're not going to pay for anything or even apologize for it. But here's the deal. We're going to not call you niggers. But also
that
sometimes.
That is the reparation right
yeah,
there. You,
but
we
sometimes,
have a word you can't say.
Right. But sometimes
yeah.
we are going to
call you
niggers.
Yeah.
If we get, but when we're sober most of the time, we're not going to call
and
you
And what
niggers.
We do at home is, you know, all bets off.
And then at home, we're going to call
we
niggas.
Have some whore mistress who's recording us, in which case you should really watch your mouth.
Well, he didn't say nigger. No, that was
no,
his
I know
mistress.
He didn't say.
He didn't
nigger.
Say
Bill
that
Burney,
guy
that
got
brilliant.
That was a beautiful man that got railroaded.
Oh, he got railroaded.
Wait, I wanted to make another like another Christopher Hitchens point because you came up in a boarding school or a military school, like an all boy.
Yeah,
it's like sleepaway, right?
Yeah, it was only. But that I mean, I was in a military school for a year, but then I went to the boarding school for two.
Okay,
and then
Well, the boarding school that Hitchens describes from his childhood is nothing but like gay sex and
it's
mutual
English.
Masturbation.
It's British.
No, the boarding school is co-ed, so.
Oh, okay. But you're still sharing a room with like a bunch of dudes.
Let me tell you about that.
At a special time.
Whoa. Do you know the statistics of that? Do you know as many as 10% of British men are straight?
I don't know what the culture is in military school though. Whoa. It was very bravado. I don't think anyone was gay there. We would trade booty talks like baseball cards.
Sure.
But we would never do it with someone else in the room or anything like
okay.
that. Right. But sometimes like that was at the beginning of the Yahoo chats where you could go in and meet someone and there are always girls on their webcams like for free,
yeah.
like showing their titties. So everyone would be like, oh, we found one, come in here. Right. Everyone will be like, oh shit. And that was like a bonding moment for all
now,
of
us. Now, the school.
We weren't jerking off with each other, though.
No circle jerking in the military.
Just getting hard
school.
Watching.
Yeah. I still got fellas out.
In front
hey.
Of the computer.
Well, we weren't. It's not like you don't get hard. You're just enjoying the moment. It's like watching Discovery Channel. You don't actually get hard, but you're like, you know, those are nice titties. You know?
I'm hard.
Oh, yeah.
I'm hard
like
right
when
now.
When I wrestle with Sherrod.
I'm fully hard right now. Just the thought of this stuff got me
now,
rock
what,
solid.
When was the last time, dude, in your life that somebody angrily called you nigger? And Sherrod, when was like besides you know earlier today when I said that to you?
Twitter 2 days ago.
Besides every
Twitter
time I call
2 days
you,
ago.
To by who?
I don't know, some random person.
But what did they say? Do you remember?
Something with nigger in it.
Was it like hey you're a
Joe?
Nigger,
you know who
it?
Actually saw it? Joe List asked me about it downtown. Like,
but do you remember like the gist of what it was? Like, was it just someone saying the word? Or was somebody directing it at you?
The real yeah. gist of it was like, who do you think you are, nigga?
Why? What did you do?
I'm dropping science on
That's
Fox.
Exactly how it was said to me, I think. Last.
Oh, was it? Yeah. What'd you say on Fox? Like, do you get like...
Remember.
I never really get bad feedback from Fox people. Do you? I thought they liked
sometimes.
You.
Yeah, no, a lot of people like me.
Wait,
so I mean,
Fox,
I get
Fox
more
News
positive
stuff?
Shit than anything.
Right.
But
right.
That don't mean you don't get any of the right. motherfuckers like this. Who did this nigga think he is?
But
up
about,
here with these white women.
Wait, someone on the show?
Wait, my nigga.
Was someone on the show or a commenter or something
no,
like
it's
that?
No, it's like somebody like watching the show at home.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Some crazy alone. In the
I get a couple a month. If I don't, I'm doing something wrong.
Right.
Yeah, you're not
well,
out there.
Well, that's your demographic. That's
I mean,
why you're on the
no,
show. You're trying to get that feedback.
Sure, yeah. Listen, trust right. me, Sherrod's doing something wrong, but they don't know that.
No, they don't have
they don't have
idea
the proof
it.
That
no.
he did. I mean,
no.
yeah, it's a good guess no. that he's up to something.
Yeah, but yeah, good luck.
He's up to
it.
Nigger hijinks. It's a good guess.
Good luck.
But you
it.
Don't have a right to just say that
no.
without proof.
No, that's not what my forefathers fought for. Everybody's got their dirt.
Sherrod, when he says
who ain't got no dirt?
What he means by that is he had four possible fathers. And luckily, Steve Wilkos got to the bottom of it.
Is that still a show?
Yeah.
How is that show still on? Who's his sponsors?
Now, who helps black people more than Steve Wilkos or Board Povich?
I can name a few.
Jerry Springer.
You.
I.
Kurt helps.
I wish I could get to the bottom of who's the father for. Like it's. I can't believe those shows are still on. Like there's no.
Oh,
they should have found all the fathers by now.
I mean,
first
it's like
of all, 20 years of this.
They stretch it out. Maury Povich, that's the backbone of his show.
Yeah.
The only reason why Donahue got canceled because he wouldn't do shows like that.
Is that, yeah?
Look at TV. Look how TV up. Transformed. It's all that now.
Those people, those guests give birth to the new generation of guests on that show.
Yes.
They continue. So yes. The baby's got to grow up and get knocked out by somebody.
Yes.
Who the fuck
I'm
knows who?
Absolutely. Fourth generation Maury Povich guest.
They meet right. at Maury Povich show, fuck, in the hotels provided by Maury Povich, and then they rebook them on the way out like, y'all did fuck, right?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll get y'all next Wednesday.
But how many of those paternity tests are fake, do you think? Like how many?
I don't even watch that fucking
You would
shit.
Think at a certain point people going on these talk shows know that they're going to get set up on these talk shows and it's not going to be a good result.
They just want a trip to New York. They just want to see the big city.
I have a suspicion it's like pro wrestling
not all actors?
A lot.
That's true.
Yeah.
It's like how I decided to do a Chabad Ultra Orthodox class.
All right.
10-week class at NYU just for a free trip to Israel. That's the
nice.
Same shit.
Yeah.
Why
exactly.
would you do that? Who
yes.
gives a shit about those people?
Free but trip.
Just want to go. Free trip. Free
trip.
Free trip.
And some of these people, I know these producers, I used to do warm up for some of these shows. They make the stories up.
Yeah.
Some of these
yeah.
bitches ain't pregnant, ain't
that,
got kids.
That makes me wonder now. Did I wonder if I was a writer for Jerry Springer. I used to prank call the Jerry Springer show as a kid. 1-888-77
yeah.
Jerry. I would always make up these stories. I just found out my girl has a dick.
Like, dude, that's my favorite.
I just make up these just random stories. I try to get more and more creative. Yes. That's how I got into comedy, actually.
But, dude, the fucking the thing where they don't know
by
the guy.
A bad investigator.
They don't know the guy has a dick. That was my favorite. They would go on Springer and be like, how did you not know he had a dick? He goes, it was dark, Jerry. They have the same excuse every time. It was dark.
Yes.
I'm always aware of how many dicks are in the area.
How do you get that much into the relationship where you're living with the person, you've been married for 2 years, and you didn't know they used to be a man, you know?
I guess that means
technology must be picking up.
No
really,
woman
like
likes
that.
Anal to this degree. Someone has to tell them. There's no woman that just always wants anal. Even the ones that like anal don't always
want anal.
This is because of abstinence education, and we have to start teaching our children that women generally have vaginas.
Generally.
It's the job of the schools to fix this.
No, don't shame people.
Nowadays you can't because your gender nowadays is based on like just what you identify.
Yeah, you're
with,
not even allowed to say that women
you
know? Have vaginas.
Yeah, you have to.
Did
be
I show you the?
Far be it
if
from
you
me
identify,
to say such
if
a
I
thing.
Identify as a woman, I better use that woman's bathroom. Or it's discrimination, man.
No, you're a woman, babe.
People are freaks.
Yeah, I gotta find you this great article.
Awful.
Oh, did you hear about that fraternity? There's some fraternity in some southern like school who or not a fraternity, there it's a group of gay dudes who is mad that they couldn't join a sorority and like live in a sorority house. So they're like making their own male chapter of the sorority and they're facing like backlash, I guess.
I mean,
and
I what
and
you
they're
think?
Taking it to court. They're like taking it like they're trying to sue them or something.
They're
gonna
Are they
lose.
Trans or gay?
They're like, they're just gay men. They're
gonna
not
lose.
Even trans.
They're gonna lose.
Yeah, that's not all right.
Kind of,
the real losers lose. Here are the sorority sisters who need to wake up immediately and open their arms.
Hold on. All right, this is
I'm sure
a sorority girl doesn't need more gay friends.
I'm sure a Mega Moon would take them.
I don't even understand the idea of just like trying to be gay and going to a church or a fuck. Like why you would. Like, wouldn't you just be like, I'm rejected by these people, so fuck
well,
them? I'm
no.
not
well, most churches here in New York City, you could be gay and go to the church. It's just like a sin.
You can't
just
practice.
Like, no. I mean, it's like me there having sex with my girl without being married to her now. It's like the same level of a sin.
That's right. Yeah, you know? There you go, dude. That's a fucking good point that people forget. It's the same amount.
Yeah,
I'd say
only,
it's the people,
only like really fundamental people who don't realize that a lot of these sins are on the same level. Like, me living with my girlfriend now, not being married, like that's just as bad as me being.
Oh, you might.
You're going to hell,
dude. I say that on stage,
but
it
doesn't mean
well.
I'm going to hell. It just means once I marry her, I'll just ask for repentance. Like God is everlasting for. Like,
God
yes,
is not
like,
to
He
be
always
mocked.
Will forgive you. So you could be gay and still religious. And he'll still forgive you.
What if after he forgive you, you'd be like this? I still want to suck dick, God. So, well, so I come here every week and apologize? No,
yeah,
so I'll be good.
That's all. Just keep apologizing.
No, you got to wait. Now, here's what happens. You got to hold off from your dirty desires. You get to heaven. Guess what? It's all dicks everywhere.
Oh, all right.
You get to go to dick heaven. Okay. And if you think earthly dick is something.
If you keep apologizing, you get born as a woman the next time and get as
so
much as
you. So if you just
want.
Keep bringing God flowers and chocolate, dick. You're good.
Yeah.
God's a big fat bitch in the sky. You got to worship him and tell him he's the fucking prettiest. Oh, you're the most wonderful God. Do I tell you enough?
Who are you wearing?
I mean, gods,
who are you wearing?
God, who are you wearing? Did you do something new with your God here? Oh, I wish I could be as good as you.
Do you ever wonder what if God was just like a kindergartner and you had to make a galaxy as like your science project?
Yeah, I had to read that story in high school and I didn't buy it. God is a big fat bitch, like a big selfish fat girl.
Like okay. God is a CrossFitter and needs to constantly reach new heights of being fit.
Yeah. What? He's a vegan CrossFitter.
Kurt, think God is Monique from Precious.
You know what? That is the best analogy for what God is. God is Monique from Precious. Sherrod just nailed it on the. Sherrod has just summed up my life's work of trying to explain the Lord. It's basically all that. Like, you gotta. His wrath is amazing, and you gotta tell him he's pretty.
Well, Monique is blackballed now. She got blackballed from Hollywood.
Here's like a theory I have.
Why?
I had
because they said that she was so hard to deal with on the Precious movie. That's why Lee Daniels told her. She said in an interview that Lee Daniels told her that she got blackballed. That's why Oprah got her part in the Butler.
Wow!
And Oprah got her part in another Lee Daniels movie that's coming out, and she lost her part on that new Fox show with The rap show.
Oh, yeah, I heard she. I heard that there's something about her getting blacklisted.
She got blacklisted out of all three projects.
Because she wasn't going on tour with whatever she was trying to push or something like
and
that.
And you know you got to act right. If you like, if they don't use you, they say, we can go to Oprah, bitch.
Yeah, like we have other fat bitches. I mean, did you think that there was only one fat bitch that...
Moaning's always been good to me. I like her, but yeah, that's the story.
I've never met her. I'll tell you who I always like was Sherry Shepherd. Always fucking...
Sherry's always good.
The biggest sweetheart wherever I see her.
She needs some dingling in her, I'll tell you that.
I think a lot of these are.
Sherry Shepherd. She went to my same college. She went to Morgan State. Really? Sherry needs dingling in her. Hon, that dumb husband.
You should start
she's
a telethon for it, Sherrod.
What?
Donate dingling.
I'll give her a little taste if she needs it.
Dude, you know, who I liked when I met him?
Every woman wants.
Lou Dobbs.
Oh, yeah, Lou's great.
Who I
just thought
just
watched you on a show.
All these people I would think would be like a dick I like, because I'll tell you why I like him. And just one reason. He laughed at my jokes.
Yes, yes.
Joanna tries to get like weird, like she doesn't get it or something. Or I don't know what her... I think she don't like somebody funnying it up when she's like, you know...
Trying to pretty it up.
When she's,
It's like you think your funny is in contrast with her pretty and they battling.
I think to her it is.
In contrast with pretty and theater. They
I like
miss.
Her. I don't have a problem with it.
Yeah, no,
I
get
tell,
I can dig. I understand what you're saying.
I could see when somebody doesn't get me and they're like, and I could just see she's like, which is fine. There's nothing wrong with not getting me.
I just
Lord
became
knows
a master.
She might probably isn't wrong to not get me.
Right, right. I became a master of making people feel stupid if they don't get me.
Well, I didn't even realize until this last show. I'm like, oh, I think she doesn't like get me.
She gets you.
She just doesn't care.
She was hosting too this time too. So she had to keep, you know.
She is attractive, really.
Yeah, she's a good-looking girl. Her sister's good-looking, too.
Who's your sister?
Her sister, the one who was born with her.
Is she on Fox?
No, she's not on Fox. Yeah, she's the chick.
Because I'll tell you this, like, Red Eye is like the most pleasant fucking... I mean, it's not paying me, but I really like doing
it's
it.
It's fun
like,
doing it. You got to do Kennedy's show, too. Kennedy's fun. Kennedy on Fox Business.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I'll
do all those Fox shows. I don't give a fuck.
It's great.
Can you guys make out in the corner and get it over with?
No. Yes. We're talking about our new careers with Fox. Now, what other Fox shows would you like to do, Sherrod?
you know it seems like
two
a good
Fox
show?
Men are talking.
No, that show you do with J.B. Smoove, I saw you on it.
Three-course
dinner. That's a show that I'd pitch.
That's like,
give me three courses. I get to talk to my favorite athletes and comedy.
I wouldn't want to watch people eat, so that's why I didn't get about it. But it's fun to talk to JB. Like, I'll say this for JB Smoove. He's the most ripped off, especially when I was in those black rooms.
Yes.
He was like how I ripped off Dave Attell.
Yeah.
That's how all these fucking Chitlin comics ripped off JB. And he was like his... spontaneous kind of crowd work was like the funniest,
right?
Like, and I just saw his jokes.
I love JB.
Yeah, he's like, the only time I've ever felt a negative emotion towards JB was that last comic standing where we were waiting for him to read the who's going on to the next round, and I'm sure they were telling him to draw it out. But like when you're sitting there and he's like, and the next name is. And he would like shake his head. I'm like, JB, will you fucking say who the? I told him that when I did Four Courses. I was like, I've never felt a negative emotion towards JB Smoove until waiting for him to announce.
He's a good dude.
By the way, that fucking you know how I didn't go on the last Comic Standing? They got a note, the fucking judges. This is what I was told through back channels to make urban choices tonight. Meaning pick all black because they picked too many white people.
Good.
So yeah, listen. But
I thought that was obvious.
I'd like to be told that was the last one. I'd like to just be told ahead of time. I'm only competing against people of my exact same skin color and gender. Just tell me that ahead of time. Don't tell me I'm competing against.
They should have loosened it like, oh, well, I already have.
Dude, God bless Lucian Hold. Dude,
I have too many white faces.
I missed that. I missed Lucian Hold. Did you know Lucian Hold from the comic strip?
To be honest with you,
I think that sounds familiar.
He died. He was the best.
Even at his craziest, I appreciate that shit so much more than just lying. Because he would tell you something. It might be fucking batshit, but he would just tell you, like, well, normally I'd put a black or a Latin, Latino.
Oh, I know who you're talking about.
But you seem to be able to handle it. So that's why.
I love that.
Dude, Big Jay goes up. He goes, how come you don't book me on? I don't know what he wanted to be booked. And he goes, well, let's face it, it's not like you're a very educated person. It's not the smartest thing. I've got to make room for the up and comers. And then,
he's a man who really knew the business.
Dude, the up and comers he listed, though, were so hilarious. I wish I could remember the names of the people he had to make room for, but I was like, I was so fucking dying.
He made me laugh every day, nigga, just from being himself.
I really did like that guy.
I'll tell you.
I liked what a piece of shit he was. I had no problem with it.
Yes.
I liked his fucking just bitter, like, I don't know. There's that.
It was real. And then when you made Lucian laugh, you knew you really made a motherfucker laugh.
Yeah.
That was the best fucking part of him. I'm telling you.
Yeah. Well, they don't. There's not like any like honest fucking people like that no more.
No, everybody's got their own fucking agenda. They just flat out tell you.
Racist uncle. He's really super honest.
Listen, let me tell you something. I appreciate a racist uncle over a fucking sensitive college student about a factor of about a million.
Yes.
Like, what, your uncle sounds like a piece of shit. He sounds a million times better than everyone who works at Salon. He sounds like a million times better.
I'd rather go fishing with Caitlin's racist uncle.
They were like, okay, one, you can make one of these things disappear off the face of the earth. The entire Salon staff or Caitlin's racist uncle. And by the way, whoever doesn't disappear becomes president of the United States. I would make your racist uncle president of the United States.
Yeah.
Over, that's how much
he
I despise.
He has a pet alligator.
He's Don Johnson. So you basically just told me you have the best uncle in the world.
He's Don Johnson.
You have the coolest.
When I was...
you can't have a pet alligator, by the way.
Yeah,
he has an alligator, and he has a special whistle, and he throws meat. He does the special whistle.
North Carolina, man.
The alligator comes. This is Florida.
Wait, where's he
and,
live?
Oh, Florida.
Florida.
Oh, then
and he tosses
rules.
The meat. And he brought toddler me out to show me his pet alligator, and my dad had to explain to him how the toddler and the alligator with the special whistle that means food is not like a
great
combination of
how
things.
Great would it be if your uncle got drunk and then came back in the house to your parents walking a big chicken? Caitlin's missing. Okay, oh, here's Caitlin. He just has a big turkey. Darn it!
I
dangled the wrong little fucking plumper.
I Pavlov dogged her. I blew the whistle and forgot. She got Pavlov.
Do you remember that jackass, which I thought was the funniest shit in the world, where Steve-O, he was on a unicycle.
That's what we need to get on the show, too. Once
let's
down,
get
Steve-O. I'll get Steve-O on. I'll definitely get him on.
I'll fucking... Hey, I could call Steve-O too anytime.
Call him.
Hey, a lot of us are friends with Steve-O.
He needs coke from me. allegedly.
Dude,
what?
The funniest shit. He had a tightrope. Okay, a tightrope like 1 inch off the pond. It's an alligator pond. And he was going to ride a unicycle over the tightrope with chicken in his...
Who's
the
Steve-O? Oh, amazing.
Okay, so the thing that made it so goddamn funny, I'm like, wow, this looks like a hard trick to do. He fucking starts the ride, doesn't even make 1 inch on the road, just falls immediately in the... That's the best part. He just immediately fell in the fucking pond. And he's running out with chicken hanging out of his ass. Oh, my God. Yeah.
That was a trick right there.
I don't understand why he got into stand-up.
That's
like,
better than any joke you could possibly
tell. Yeah,
there's
nothing funnier than that. Like, you can't...
Yeah.
There's nothing I could write that would be funnier than that stupidity. Like, there's nothing funnier than that.
He
that's should
have
done
ultimate... a stage show, but not stand up. He should have done a stage show with different dumb shit.
Is he still doing stand up?
Yeah,
he's still
doing
stand up.
I remember he would squirt lemon juice in his eyes on the stage.
Yes.
And I'm like, you know what?
That.
I know a lot of people who aren't that good at comedy, and they don't have the decency of Steve-O to squirt lemon juice. Squirt lemon juice in their eyes.
Yeah, he could
be
like the new Amazing Jonathan, like doing magic tricks. And
you know, Amazing Jonathan's dying.
Really?
Yeah, it sucks, dude. So I don't know. You know, I don't know.
Cancer?
Maybe. Some kind of cancer. That guy was my
favorite. How old is he?
Probably almost 60.
I was just talking about him on ONA, I think, today, right?
Dude, that was when I was a kid. That guy was my favorite. Like, when I'd watch Evening at the Improv, and Amazing Jonathan was coming out.
Yes.
It's just he had the same act for like 50 years, but...
Is he 60? Yeah, my mom's got to be in his 60s.
But dude, that was his magic was so goddamn funny. And then my favorite one, I remember it never got a laugh with the crowd, but it was like his wife was his assistant, and it was like mentalism. So he put a sheet on her head so she couldn't see and tell her to, identify objects. And there's like some part where she like annoys him, so he fucking takes scissors and just stabs him on the top of her head. He stabs in her, and she goes, "Ah, it's a pair of scissors." No, the crowd didn't laugh at all.
What?
I was like, dude, I was in tears as a 12-year-old. Just her voice, she goes, "It's a pair of scissors. It's a pair of scissors." And so he told me he has one of those hilarious Las Vegas, like, you know, these magicians have these like joke houses they buy with their. With their casino entertainment money.
Yeah.
With like secret compartment. So if you go take a shit in his house, he has this big flat screen TV on the wall, and anybody goes in the bathroom, he just clicks on the TV and everybody watches them.
And that's a joke? Or is that fucking
I think it's
arrestable?
I think it's a sex crime. But I love it. Now, as far as I know, you can be prosecuted for that, but he hasn't been. And that's a testament to how great a performer he is.
That's right.
That's real charisma.
He makes
that's
charges like, disappear.
That's Shia LaBeouf level installation art.
Oh, God,
come
did you remember?
Touch me, but I won't talk.
Oh, that's my other favorite.
He got raped by someone, right?
He got raped three times.
Because he said
Shia LaBeouf.
Did he say that?
If I was a performance
but by
artist,
women, right? So
yeah, by a woman. If I was a performance artist and I locked myself in a room and I said anybody can come in here and do anything to me,
yeah,
and the first thing that happens is that somebody fucks me, the whole world goes, of course, why didn't you think about that? Why didn't you put that as like, you can do anything except violate me in some way? Like, that doesn't make it, like, you, if you doing, I feel like I thought he that set was inviting up for that.
Explain the story. Absolutely. Wait, so what's the story?
At least have a sign that says fingers only.
Like, right, or some what yeah, happened? Some you gotta set the limitations, was, or was, you can't pretend it's this limitless thing. If there are fucking
what
limits.
What happened?
No, well, he basically has this exhibit basically in LA where he's just sitting in a room and you could pay admission to go and say it first started out, you go went in and cursed him or whatever.
Well, so he's got a bag on his head so he can't see what's going on.
Yeah, yeah.
You
can so, say but I guess like a bunch of women went in just like started riding him and stuff. I think that was the original plan, baby. Do anything to me.
Wait, wait.
Anything.
A woman came in with her boyfriend. The boyfriend waited outside. She came in and fucked him. And then Shia LaBeouf, he said he got raped, and he said it ruined Valentine's Day for him. Oh, my God.
It wasn't the rape. It was just that it was a big girl. He was like, oh, shit.
Good for her.
No, I mean, like, I understand if he feels violated or whatever, but don't pretend that something is limitless if there are clear limits. Like, I'm sure there was also a, like, don't murder me or don't set me on fire or don't, like... just make sex one of the fucking limitations.
Oh, hold on. Let me just read this article in The Atlantic. It's called The Messed Up Ways People Talk About Shia LaBeouf's Alleged Rape. listen, I say you can't blame the victim unless it's Shia LaBeouf. Then it's definitely
Excellent
his fault.
Point.
First of all, that thing of do anything to me, performance art exhibit, somebody else did that already. So he's like the number one art plagiarist in the world.
Okay.
The guy just copies other people's shit.
Okay.
Okay, number two, I've seen on Law and Order Criminal fucking Intent, that stupid thing.
Okay.
Where you come in and do anything. So he's a hack, first of all.
Okay.
So he deserves to be raped, number one. and secondly, don't put up a sign that says you can do whatever you want to me. It's not like, what is this, like Free Credit Report? Like, it's not really free.
Right.
No, you said I could do what I want, and I want a piece of LaBeouf.
So it's not rape. if you give consent, it's not rape.
Right, yeah, how is that not consent?
He gave consent.
Yeah, how is that not? Right. Yeah, absolutely.
It's consent.
Listen, Piers Morgan's comments. Why is he still making comments?
In America. Why can't we get rid of this fucking son of a bitch?
That LaBeouf's claims are absolute baloney echo the all too frequent refrain aimed at female and male sexual assault victims who are told their rapes aren't real. Let me just say it again, Shia. Your rape's not real. You fucking moron.
Who gave
you
Piers fucking Morgan
saying,
a
please
green
rape
card?
Me.
Who gave this guy a green card?
Yes.
And can it be
unreened?
As Lindy West wrote, okay, well, as long as we're consulting with geniuses.
That's your friend, right?
Go on.
As Lindy West wrote, the truth is that we know almost nothing about LaBeouf's, just his name sucks, emotional and psychological state during hashtag I am sorry. But such is the case with many victims who should not be expected to divulge every detail of their experience publicly in order to be believed. Yeah, you probably should.
By the way,
also,
if you're really sorry, then the number one way to say that is with your butt. Like, I mean, I don't know any other way to apologize.
That's a good
people.
Way to say it.
What?
Have you got a sign on a wall, too, that say do anything to me? I'm going to do everything to you.
And you're apologizing to them. I say, you know, apologize.
Yes.
Commit to your apology.
Who was the girl? They got a picture of the girl who took advantage of him?
It was some girl and her boyfriend, but I'll deal with this.
Is he handcuffed or something? If he really didn't like it, why didn't he just go?
Because he can't ruin the
art
exhibit.
Because he's an
artist. By the way, great point. Why don't you just holler, help, I'm being raped. Oh, but it's going to ruin my exhibit. Fucking moron.
He just had a silent tear going on his face.
No, it wouldn't ruin the exhibit. I think that'd be part of the whole experience.
I'll tell you what he said. One woman came in with her boyfriend, who was outside the door when this happened, whipped my legs for 10 minutes. Then
what does that mean?
She whipped his legs. I don't
like
know.
Like Adrian Peterson style? Like with
the
switch?
Yeah, I hope so. Piece of shit.
And then stripped my clothing and proceeded to rape me. There were hundreds of people in line when she when she walked out with disheveled hair and smudged lipstick. It was no good, not just for me, but her man as well. On top of that, my girl was in line to see me because it was Valentine's Day. And I was living in the gallery for the duration of the event. We were separated for 5 days, no communication. So it really hurt her as well, as I guess the news of it traveled through the line.
No, but that explains that. Now I understand what happened.
Now
I understand what happened.
Absolutely.
He did not get raped. He wanted that to happen, and his girlfriend keep it with his girlfriend, he had to say he got raped, and he had to write it like
why
that.
Why are you a rape apologist? Why are you a rape apologist?
Wait, what do you mean? I'm totally on board with this. He didn't get raped. He got caught.
No,
he got caught by his girl, and he has to say it's rape.
His girlfriend
can't. The real crime here is a dangerous game of whisper down the lane. Yeah. It should never have been started. Yes.
The grapevine.
Yeah, you see some chick come out with disheveled lipstick, and then her boyfriend, you know, freaks out.
Look what it says. Performance art is just a distraction here from the more important issues of victim blaming, consent, and if you said do anything to me, you gave consent. He gave consent by saying come in here
and do anything
and
to
do
me.
Whatever you fucking want.
Yes. It's so not our fault that your dick smell like fat girl pussy now. You knew what you got into.
Oh my god.
Well, what if that girl had AIDS or some shit?
But look, that's a good point. That's not even to say that you can't revoke consent after you've given consent. But he didn't revoke his consent. He continued to consent.
Yes. He didn't say
You have about a million moments when you can say, okay, no, I'm over it.
I feel like the real problem here is that his girlfriend isn't committed enough.
We can only hope.
Because then she could then go after him for the child support.
Ah, that'd be great.
Oh yeah, did you guys hear about that case in the UK? I think that happened today.
What?
Some judge told a woman with two kids, go get a job. Yeah. She divorced some
after
rich
seven
man.
Years or something?
Yeah. Yeah. No, 11 years. They were married for 11 years. She has two kids, a 7-year-old and a something else old.
Tried to milk them.
Yeah. And she was getting, I think, 115,000 euros or marks.
That's a lot.
Yeah, a lot.
That's like 200,000
a year. Wait, what do they have
pounds,
in England? Pounds. Sorry, pounds.
England.
I'm
that's
sorry.
Like double
I'm,
dollars.
I didn't know that there were temples. I don't know things about stuff. So she's got 115,000 pounds a year. And then after he retired, he brought her back to court and the judge said, yeah, this is too much for those two kids. So he knocked it down to 50 pounds a year and said, go get a job.
Go get a job.
50 pounds?
Go get a job. 50,000. Yeah, 50,000.
Oh, she's still getting 50 grand out of this bloodsucker?
They're in boarding school. I mean, they had the children together. There are shared expenses.
He should just pay for the boarding school and not give her shit then. Well, because it's not like the kids are like really living. Well, when you're going to boarding school, your parents are home.
Maybe
a lot of these laws came about when women like legit were not allowed to get jobs. But the rationale is you want to keep the kids in a stable home. You want to provide them with the lifestyle that they're accustomed to. And by extension, her.
Well, then the guy gets the custody of them if they need that life.
Yeah, I mean,
they need that life.
I see it. I think Chris Rock's
joke's
is
the best
issue.
One, dude. That one that Chris Rock had about what the woman's accustomed to. He goes,
oh, yeah.
I'm accustomed to getting my dick sucked. So she'll be providing those blowjobs twice a fucking.
Fucking
how dare you?
Yeah,
well, that is fucking.
Yeah, it's
true.
Well, it's
maybe he was just sick of leasing those kids and wanted to just own them outright.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's very reasonable.
Well, this is just the thing of as equality kind of happens, that means there's no more just sucking a guy dry.
I think
it go for a woman too, because there's men that do that where they try to get the woman's money.
Yeah.
I think the infantilization of women is a real problem. Like, I really don't like this special treatment bullshit. Like,
hold on.
Sure
I will say this
Caitlin,
though, if
you
legally, I mean, personally, please hold doors for me, and I'm not paying for dinner. But from a legal perspective.
Wait, hold on. Just to be fair, let's say you gave up your entire career.
Yes.
And you go to a certain age and you can't
give
support yourself.
I understand that.
Then there should be some. I understand something.
That
like
happened
that.
To a friend of mine. She was she's married. They have two kids. Both of them are over the age of 18 now. They've went on to college. But they were married for 30 years.
Okay.
And he had a career that forced them to move. So she had to keep moving like every 3 or 4 years. And as he built his career, same thing with military wives, where it's like, impossible for you to really like. I mean, she worked everywhere they went, but she wasn't really able.
Not a career.
She wasn't able
really
to get a career,
right.
And that made way more sense to me as well. But I mean, clearly the judge looked at the specifics of the case and made a decision, and I think it's a welcome change.
I heard the judge just looked at the lady and said, "Girl, bye, Felicia." It's the bye, Felicia.
And by the way, I'm not against. I'm not against if, like, let's say you were with me when I was poor, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And you stuck by me the whole time. I don't feel like none of that. But
I'm
that's
here.
What I'm saying. Like, I don't think. Well, like, Karen was with me when I had nothing, right?
Yes.
So I don't think you're not in. There is like some degree of where you should get something for that because you were there for the whole time.
But
you know?
If you have kids, like, look, if we had kids and when we met, we were both totally broke.
Right.
And now you're making money. So if we had kids and then we split up, I would say you got to help me out with these kids and I got to find a way to live. But we don't have kids and there's no reason why I couldn't just have my own career. And if I don't, it's on me, isn't it?
Kind of, but I mean, I think
I like that way of thinking.
If you guys are both broke, you guys are both artists pursuing. I mean, one of you guys makes it big, and then the person who makes it says, "Like, well, I made it, thanks, but peace." Like that's, I think that's also a different story. I don't know what the relationship is.
But isn't that, I mean, that would be really shitty, but isn't that also kind of life?
Like, that's life.
So you picked a guy who did that to you, and I'm not saying you deserve it, but financial compensation for that seems like not,
it doesn't seem like a thing
that you could buy off, if that makes sense.
Right, yeah.
Now this chick was dodging. That's why she got, I'm reading the thing right now. She got,
breakups do happen.
She made no effort to seek any kind of work, and she, was evasive on the subject of her own earning capacity. So she was just trying to milk him for money.
Yeah.
And the judge saw through her, and good for him. All right, we're out of time, guys.
Yes, time.
This was so fun.
This was a great show.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Josh, thanks for coming, brother.
Yeah,
thanks,
of course,
Josh.
Anytime. I'll be here whenever.
I bet.
All right,
Race Wars, baby.